ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1. The title of the chapter is The Activities of Maharaj Priyavrata, text number 23.
By
the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Adhiniveshita, completely engaged, Karma Adhikara, in material affairs, Akila Jagat, of the entire universe, Bandha, bonded,
Dhamsa,
Dhamsana,
Dhamsana,
destroying,
destroying.
Para, transcendental,
Anubhavasya,
whose influence,
Bhagavataha,
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Adi Purushasya,
the
original person, Angri, on the lotus feet, Yugala,
two,
Anavarta,
constant,
Dhyana,
Anubhavena,
by meditation,
Parinandita,
destroyed,
Prashaya,
all the dirty things,
Ashaya,
in his heart,
Avadhata,
completely pure,
Api,
although,
Manavardhana,
just to give honor,
Mahata,
to superiors,
Mahitalam,
the material world,
Anushasasa,
rule. Translation by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Following the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Maharaj Priyavrata fully engaged in worldly affairs. Yet he always thought of the lotus feet of the Lord, which are the cause of liberation from all material attachment. Although Priyavrata Maharaj was completely freed from all material contamination, he ruled the material world just to honor the orders of his superiors. Translation responsibly, please. Following the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Maharaj Priyavrata, fully engaged in worldly affairs, yet he always thought of the lotus feet of the Lord, which are the cause of liberation from all material attachment. Although Priyavrata Maharaj was completely freed from all material contamination, he ruled the material world just to honor the orders of his superiors. The words Mana Vardhano Mahatam, just to show honor to superiors, are very significant. Although Maharaj Priyavrata was already a liberated person and had no attraction for material things, he engaged himself fully in governmental affairs just to show respect to Lord Brahma. Arjuna also had also acted in the same way. Arjuna had no desire to participate in political affairs or the fighting at Kurukshetra. But when ordered to do so by the Supreme Lord Krishna, he executed those duties very nicely. One who always thinks of the lotus feet of the Lord is certainly above all the contamination of the material world, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. Yoginamapi sarvesham adgatenantaratmanaha shraddhavan bhajate yo mam samiyukta tamomatah. Of all the yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. Bhagavad Gita 6.47. Maharaj Priyavrata, therefore, was a liberated person and was among the highest of the yogis. Yet, superficially, he became the emperor of the universe in accordance with the order of Lord Brahma. Showing respect to his superior in this way was another of his extraordinary qualifications, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 6.17.28. Narayana parasarve na kutaschana bibhyati swarga apavardhana rakeshu api tulyata darshinaha. A devotee who is actually advanced is not afraid of anything, provided he has the opportunity to execute the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the proper explanation of why Priyavrata engaged in worldly affairs, although he was a liberated person. Also, only because of the principle does a Mahabhagavat, who has nothing to do with the material world, come down to the second platform of devotional service to preach the glories of the Lord all over the world. Following the principles of the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Maharaj Priyavrata fully engaged in worldly affairs. Yet he always thought of the lotus feet of the Lord, which are the cause of liberation from all material attachment. Although Priyavrata Maharaj was completely freed from all material contamination, he ruled the material world just to honor the orders of his superiors. So, we find a very nice contradiction between modern political situation and the Vedic system, how things work actually. The modern situation, even the person becomes 80, 90, 100, whatever happens, the person does not want to quit the position. He does not want to leave the position, and he wants to stay in the position, or whether it can be a president or it can be a prime minister, whatever it can be. They just want to stay in that only, and not only that, they just want to stay in that and also want their descendants, they just take over. And the descendants are also very, very clever. Even before the father or whoever it is becomes old, they want to usurp the position. Like that is the, like we find in the history, like where the father was put in the prison and then the son became a king. So we have a history like that also in some of the kings. So here the contrast, here the father, he does not want to rule, and the son, he also doesn't want to rule. This is a very typical situation. This is sometimes the complication comes different ways. Father also wants to rule, son also wants to rule. There is one type of complication. But here the father also wants to retire and son also wants to retire. There is nobody to look after the thing. So Swayambhuva Manu, he comes here and he is requesting Priyavrata Maharaj. Now you please do something about that. Because Narada Muni is also there. Narada Muni has already instructed Priyavrata to completely engage, dedicate yourself in the service of the Lord, not to get entangled. So this is like a very complex situation. This situation is very complex. Modern situation is okay, this fellow also wants, that fellow also wants, so somebody will get it. But nobody wants it actually. The father also doesn't want and the son also doesn't want. So this is the situation. And now in this situation, Swayambhuva Manu came and gave some requested Priyavrata Maharaj. So then things were not working. So what happened was then Brahmaji thought, now I have to go and rectify the situation. So Brahmaji came with all the sages, accompanied by all the sages, and then Brahmaji is talking and then giving all the instructions or give the guidance for Priyavrata Maharaj. Like how he and Lord Shiva and all the personalities under the guidance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are all working. So like this, everything is happening. So here, this is Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, the words Mahavardhana Mahata, just to show honor to superiors, are very significant. So this is the very, very important aspect in the Vedic system. When the superior orders something, when the superior requests something, then it is taken as an order and it is taken on our heads. We want to fulfill the desire. So this is like a, so Maharaj Priyavrata took that as an instruction like that only. Even though he was a liberated person. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says, although Maharaj Priyavrata was already a liberated person and had no attraction for material things, he engaged himself fully in governmental affairs just to show respect to Lord Brahma. So this is very wonderful quality. This quality we find in Vedic system. Especially in the same dynasty, we find very interesting. This history repeats itself. Like Swayambhuva Manu, the same Swayambhuva Manu came when Dhruva Maharaj was performing lot of austerities and the darshan of the Lord. And then after that, Dhruva Maharaj's brother Uttama was killed by a yaksha. Dhruvamaraja's brother Yaksha killed by Yaksha. So Dhruvamaraja got very angry. He was very much attached to his brother. So he wanted to take revenge. So he went and completely on a killing spree, like just wanted to rampage, like want to kill all the Yakshas. He was killing so many Yakshas, left, right, center. So things were going beyond the limit actually. So at that time also, so same Swayambhu woman. Swayambhu woman again comes and tells, my dear grandson, enough is enough. Whatever you have done, you have like one Yaksha killed your brother, Uttama. Yeah, I understand you have some attachment for your brother, but that doesn't mean that you have to keep on killing all the remaining Yakshas. Like it's not proper. And then he gives a whole explanation, like a whole big this thing. You are a great devotee of the Lord. What is not achievable by all these things you have achieved at the age of 5 only. You have done so many wonders. So how come it is not befitting our family tradition? All these things he explains. So Guru Maharaj immediately understood, came to senses. Yes, yes, this, that's right. What I am doing is like a out of anger. Like he got angry and then he performed all this indiscriminate. This is indiscriminate killing. Indiscriminate killing. So then he, Brahmaji said, like, no, please stop it. So immediately, yes. Because then Dhruva Maharaj was such a great devotee, and he stopped it. Yes, no, my father, my grandfather, Swayambhu Manu is saying, immediately stop. Not only that, he not just stop. Actually, he said that Swayambhu Manu told, by your action, you are dissatisfying Kuvera and not Shiva. Because they are coming in the same lineage, you know, like you are dissatisfying him. So better go, please. Because you have done this activity, it is not befitting a personality like you. So then it is very interesting. He goes, Dhruva Maharaj immediately accepts that and goes to Kuvera, and he prays to Kuvera and then says, you know, like this is like a this whatever has happened. So then actually Kuvera also in turn he says, no, it is not your problem. You are not the cause of Yaksha's death. And the Yakshas are not the cause of your brother's death. And then gives the whole philosophy how according to the Supreme Lord's arrangement, all these things are performing. Then we are only nimitta. We are like only instruments in the whole exercise. And then he says, like he wants to, Kuvera wants to give some benedictions to Dhruva. So it is very interesting. Kuvera is the treasurer of all the demigods. And then he wants to give a benediction. So what, like a normal person, Kuvera is asking something immediately, bring the list, tak 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 tak, go with the whole list, you know, like a, no, Dhruva Maharaj didn't ask any of them. No? I was reading where Prabhupada says in that thing, no? He says, the great sage Maitreya continued, my dear Vidura, when thus asked to accept a benediction from Kuvera, the Yaksha Raja, king of the Yakshas, Dhruva Maharaj, that most elevated pure devotee, who was an intelligent and thoughtful king, begged that he might have unflinching faith in the remembrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For thus, a person can cross over the ocean of nescience very easily, although it is very difficult for others to cross. He asked for unflinching devotion to the Supreme Personality, unflinching faith and the remembrance of the Supreme Personality. This is the greatest benediction. Sometimes we want asirvad, like what kind of asirvad to give, like dhanam devi, putram devi, this is asking. And then we give asirvad, yes, you have all of that. Those asirvada is not going to get any big benefit actually. But if you, this asirvada, this benediction, if I want unflinching devotion, always remembrance of the Lord, this is going to be the greatest benediction. If that benediction is given, automatically everything you will get it anyway. Whenever Krishna is there, yatra yogeshwara Krishna, yatra partho dhanurdara, tatra shri vijayo bhuti dhruva nidhi, everything. That way, devotee is intelligent. Devotee doesn't go. You ask for Krishna, automatically Lakshmi, automatically Sri, everything is coming. So it's not like you are bereft of everything. Like you ask for Krishna, just you are bereft. Like Duryodhana. Duryodhana and his option was given. Option was given to Duryodhana and Arjuna. Because Krishna said, like, you both are dear to me. I have decided not to take part in this fight as a fighting member. I will be an unarmed person. But the other side is my Narayana Sena will be there. So if anybody wants to utilize that, you can utilize that. I won't be fighting. So then first ask Arjuna. This is like a big, this thing actually, Duryodhana is like a fuming. What is this? You know, like a, this fellow is just not going to hold anything, just standing there. And Narayana Sena is there, and the first option is given to Duryodhana. So then Arjuna said, Lord, are you giving me an option? You want me to give an option? Because when you are there, what do I want? So Duryodhana is very happy. Oh, please, finally this fellow, useless fellow, he just asked for Krishna only. Now I will have a Lord. He was very happy. He was very happy. Oh, now I got this. But his mama Sakuni, he was very intelligent actually. Then he went back and told him, Buddha, you asked the wrong thing. You should ask for Krishna. Krishna is like a Mayavi, he is the Sutradhari for everything. If he is in our side, then he would have done everything. Yes, this is the thing. Sometimes the people make mistakes. But they think that when Krishna is alone, what this Krishna will do? Just going to stand there, not even do anything. Duryodhana didn't want Krishna. But Arjuna is a pure devotee of the Lord, so he wanted Krishna only. So you know, Krishna is there, I am always protected. So that is Dhruva Maharaj. So Dhruva Maharaj very faithfully obeyed the orders of his grandfather, Swayambhuvaman. So we see, like just a honor. Whatever the grandfather said, just honored like that. He didn't, grandfather, no, you don't know, I am doing this, that. He didn't argue all this. Just immediately accepted. This is the beauty. So Srila Prabhupada continues here in the purport. He says, just to show respect to Lord Brahma. And Srila Prabhupada gives the further explanation also. Arjuna had also acted in the same way. Arjuna had no desire to participate in political affairs or the fighting at Kurukshetra. But when ordered to do so by the Supreme Lord Krishna, he executed his duties very nicely. So this is another point where Arjuna originally he didn't want to fight. He said he gave so many reasons, jati dharma, kula dharma, all these things. He said, no, I don't want to fight because of this, all these reasons. And then those reasons are very valid reasons. It's not that Arjuna is he said all the, according to the Vedic system, when somebody commits this type of thing, like all the jati dharma, kula dharma, everything will be wrong, nobody will be there to do the pinda, all these things, he explained everything. So, but Krishna gave a completely, just he gave a different argument. So, it's like it's very interesting. This is like in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, we find some slokas, very very interesting how Lord Krishna is teaching Arjuna, yasva atma ratiryeva syat atma truptascha manavah atmani eva santushta tasya karyam na vidyate. But for one who has takes pleasure in the self, whose human life is one of self-realization, and who is satisfied in the self only, fully satiated, for him there is no duty. For him there is no duty. Because the person who is Atmaram, he does not have to perform any duty. He is self-satisfied. He does not have to perform any activity. He does not have to lose anything. He does not have to gain anything. So that is his position. So Lord continues in that third chapter. He says, naiva tasya kritenartho na kartena kashana na chasya sarva bhuteshu kaschidartha vyapasrayah. A self-realized man has no purpose to fulfill in the discharge of his prescribed duty, nor has he any reason not to perform such work, nor has he any need to depend on any other living being. Then he says, therefore, without being attached to the fruits of activities, one should act as a matter of duty. For by performing without attachment, one attains the supreme. Then he says, karma naiva hi samsiddhim astita janakadayah lokasangraham evapi sampashyan kartum arhasi. King such as Janaka attained perfection solely by performance of prescribed duties. Therefore, just for the sake of educating the people in general, you should perform your work. So this is like all these examples, all the instructions are there by Lord Krishna. Same here also, Priyavrata Maharaj is being, Priyavrata Maharaj already is a self-realized soul. He is a liberated person. But still, he has been asked to go and participate in this kingly affairs. Why he should perform? So that is the reason. Even though he is a self-realized, even though he does not have to perform any duty, still for a loka sangram, for the general people, he has to perform this. Because that is the order of the Lord. The order of the Lord comes in the parampara. Supreme Lord has a desire. Supreme Lord has the order. And that order comes through Brahma, Narada, all these personalities are coming. So, and the main reason is, yadyat yatarji shreshta tattat eve karo janaha sayat pramanam kurute lokasat anuvartate. Whatever action a great man performs, common man follow. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So, this is like a, so Prabhupada explains here, Arjuna also acted in the same way. After hearing the instructions, the Lord gave instruction, no, this is not the argument. This argument is not good. So, you have to do your duty. Nimitta matram bhava samyasachi. In the 11th chapter, he says, you become an instrument. Giving all the argument. Finally, he drives Krishna, Arjuna to the point that yes, I am accepting. Karishya vachanam tava. So he says, yes, now Lord Krishna, you have explained everything. Nashta moha smriti labdhva. All my illusion, all my this thing is gone. Now I am prepared to fight. I will act according to your instruction. Karishya vachanam tava. So this is, so the same way, it's like Srila Prabhupada compares how Arjuna was given the situation that Krishna instructed and then induced him to perform the activity. Why? That activity, that is the plan of the Lord, that is the will of the Lord. Lord has already decided, he has a mission. Paritranaya sadhuna vinasaya dushkrutam. Vinasaya dushkrutam. Lord has come and he is going to do that. Whether you want to be part of that or not, that is the question. So like that, Srila Prabhupada says, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is going to spread. It's not like, oh, today, oh, I'm not going to be Sankirtan, I'm not going to be a devotee. Then that means it's going to stop. No, it's going to continue. But the Lord wants to give the credit to you. You want to take the credit or don't want to take it. It is up to you. So that is why you have to understand, this is Lord's plan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's plan, Prithivite Ache Dharadidra Sarvatra Prachare Ho Muranam. So that is not as decided already decided. There is no argument, no adjustment to that. But only question is, are you want to be part of this thing? That's the only thing. So that is why we have to take it as this is an opportunity. Sankirtan or participating in Krishna conscious movement is optional. The option is given to us so that by doing this, we are benefiting ourselves. Actually, we are not benefiting, we should not think, oh, I am benefiting the whole world. First, we are benefiting ourselves. By performing sadhana, performing this Krishna conscious activity, we are benefiting ourselves. Okay, by the way, I am benefited. I want to give the benefit to others also. That is Parobhaka. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this is the greatest Parobhaka. Manushya Janma, Hoilaja, Janma Sarthahadari, Paro Paro. Because somebody, Srila Prabhupada, Acharyas have given us this facility, so now we got the benefit and we don't want to lock this benefit in a cupboard, in the locker, and then no, we want to give the benefit to everyone. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Because we want the whole loka, all people, everybody wants to be benefited. So that is the mood of a devotee. So here Arjuna had no desire to participate in political affairs or the fighting at Kurukshetra, but when ordered to do so by the Supreme Lord Krishna, he executed those duties very nicely. One who always thinks of the lotus feet of the Lord is certainly above all the contamination of the material world. Because this is the beauty. Because the Lord is the Supreme. And when you think about the Lord, all the kalmasha, all the this thing, this whole age. Apavitra, that's why the lady worship, you have a prayer, Om Apavitra, Pavitrova, Sarvavastam, Gatotiva, Yasmare, Kundalikaksham, Sabhakya, Abhyantaraha, Suchi. Bhakya, Abhyantara. Inside and outside, both are placed. Because we just, not only you don't have to do anything, yes, Marayako, just remember the Supreme Lord can do all these things. When you always meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord, then automatically there is no contamination. Contamination will not be able to touch actually. So that is the, and Srila Prabhupada says, this is as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Yogi Namati Sarvesha Madhade Nandaratmanaha Shraddhavan Bhajate Yoma Same Yukta Tamo Mata. So Srila Prabhupada or Lord Krishna defines who is the greatest of the yogi. For the yogi is he who always abides in me with great faith, Worshipping me in transcendental loving service is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. So this is the position of a person who is always meditating on the Lord. This is what we see in the case of Ambarisha Maharaj also. Savaimana Krishna Padaravindayo Vasamsi Vaikuntha Gunanuvartha, that three slokas. See, completely explains how Maharaj Ambarisha was such a great king, but still he was performing all the actions of the devotees. The Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he says, Matpara devotee of the Lord, Matpara devotee of the Lord. Because this is such a great devotee, even though such a great king, but he was completely engaged in all the activities, all the angas of devotional service. So he was completely fearless. So that is the position of a. So Priyavrata Maharaj also is also of the same caliber, of the same quality, but he was engaging in self-realization. But now a situation has come where there is emergency situation has come where this Swayambhu Manu and Lord Brahma have come, request him, no, please accept this. So he is going to accept that, and he is going to perform wonderful. We are going to read in the rest of the chapters how he performed all the wonderful activities. So here Srila Prabhupada says, therefore Maharaj Priyavrata therefore was a liberated person and was among the highest of the yogis, yet superficially he became the emperor of the universe in accordance with the order of Lord Brahma. So here there is a concept called Jivan Mukta. Sometimes like in the Shastra, the word Jivan Mukta comes. And I was just reading, there is a passage here. A person who is able to attain this transcendental qualification is called Jivan Mukta, or a liberated soul, even though apparently in material condition. He is in material condition. Yes, he is a part of the material world, but still he is a Jivan Mukta. The liberation is achieved by one who constantly engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.187, it is stated that Ihayasya Harirdhasya Karmana Manasagira Nikilasva Api Avastasu Jivan Mukta Cha Uchyate. Anyone who by his actions and mind and words lives only for the transcendental loving service of the Lord is certainly a liberated soul, even though he may appear to be in a condition of material existence. So from an external point of view, yes, he is the part of the material world, but his thinking, or he wants to please the Lord. That is the motive. So because the material world, they want sense gratification, my sense gratification. That is why people work very hard. But here, the devotee, same work, he also works very hard. Devotee also works very hard. But his aim is not his sense gratification, Krishna's sense gratification. And devotee knows, when Krishna's senses are satisfied, automatically my senses also will be satisfied. This is like a nishechanena. When you want water the root of the tree, the whole tree gets nourished. When you put the food in the stomach, the whole body gets nourished. The same way, when we offer worship the Lord, when we please the Lord, automatically everyone becomes pleased. Yasmin tushe, jagat tushe. Everybody is pleased. They're just pleasing the Lord. Like Draupadi Maharani, when she offered, she could not have anything to Krishna. So he just, Dhruvasamuni came and with the 60,000 disciples. So at that time, Lord Krishna took from Akshaya Patra one speck of the food. That's it. He had that, and immediately all the Dhruvasamuni and 60,000 disciples, everybody was completely full up to the neck. This is the beauty. Because if Krishna is satisfied, the whole universe is satisfied. That is why when we satisfy Krishna, we perform all the activities, Krishna's pleasure, then when Krishna is pleased, automatically everybody is pleased. Krishna prasadam, everybody is taking, everybody is pleased. Like that. This is the way. Sometimes people have this misconception. They think, you know, like, especially in India, they have a manava seva is madhava seva. There is a very big controversial discussion always going on. Everywhere we go. Manava seva is madhava seva. I would say, you serve the human being, that is as good as serving the madhava. But in the other way around, madhava seva is manava seva. Because when you say madhava, automatically all the manavas also get the benefit actually. But when we offer prasadam, we don't, Krishna eats not everything, or we only just distribute prasadam.
Same way, when something is offered to Krishna, automatically everybody gets benefited. So you want to say
something? It's written on Parliament or Vidhan Sabha.
Yes, yes.
Jana Seve, Janadana Seve.
Yeah. But because this is good for a political slogan, it is good. But not for the real this thing. Like the government office also, they karmanyeva adhikaraste, they write, you have a right to perform your duty. They all write that. Because this is like sometimes you can quote Bhagavad Gita out of context. Karmanyeva adhikaraste, then the next sentence of Mahapadesha Shastri. You have to put that also. Not just like a karma. Because they think, you know, like by writing this, we will ask, make people work like a slob. Not like, okay, people will work like a hog. Not, that is not the purpose of Lord Krishna telling Karmanyeva adhikaraste. Karmanyeva adhikaraste Mahapadesha Shastri. Without expecting the results, pala apeksha. Without pala apeksha, you have to work. That is what Krishna is saying. Krishna is not just saying that you have to work like a donkey. Like, no, Krishna doesn't recommend that. So, same way here, when the person, Priyavarta Maharaj, he was already a liberated person, but still he worked. He wanted to. Because why? There is a connection between the Lord. Because this is the connection to the Lord, and he can, for doing that, he worked actually. It says in the, one of the, this thing, the Nirvanda Krishna Sambandhi, because this is a definition was given, what is Yukta Vairagya, what is Falgu Vairagya, Anasaktasya Vishayan Yatartham Upayujyate, Nirvanda Krishna Sambandhi Yukta Vairagyam Uchyate. When one is not attached to anything, but at the same time accept everything in relation to Krishna, one is rightly situated above possessiveness. Yeah, this is the mood. Because we are in the material world, and we will encounter situations, some facility will be given to us, some position will be given to us, some situation will be there. So we should be intelligent enough to see how it is related to Krishna. How can I use these things in the service of the Lord? Then that will not create any bondage. When I think, this is given to me, it's for my sense gratification, then definitely it will create bondage. So that is why the vastu itself is not a problem. Whatever the object is given, that is not a problem. The problem is the attitude, whether I have to use this in the service of the Lord or to use that in the service of my sense gratification. So that's why Chaitanya Charitamrita says, this very subtle difference between kama and prema. Kama is like my sense gratification is called kama. But if Krishna's sense gratification, Krishna's satisfaction is called prema. Atma indriya priti vancha kama. Krishna indriya priti vancha prema. Because when you try to satisfy Krishna indriya, then it becomes prema. My sense gratification becomes kama. So then, Srila Prabhupada says here, Maharaj Priyavrata therefore was a liberated person and was among the highest of the yogis. Yet superficially, he became the emperor of the universe in accordance with the order of Lord Brahma. Similar instruction is being given to Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's party. At a time, at a particular point in time. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "But this time is not right. You go back to your place and look after everything. You look after your father's business and everything. But externally you do this thing, but internally you keep on meditating on the Lord." So this is the thing. You know, sometimes the instruction, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave instruction to Raghunath Das Goswami, at that point in time, you go back to your village and exactly like a normal materialistic person, you perform the activity, but internally develop this mood of renunciation, mood of attachment to the Lord. That is the instruction. And then finally, at an opportune moment, when it came, so after getting the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, the Parihati, the Danda Mahotsav, then, yes, he could join, he could go and he could join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's party. So this is like a, and he agreed. So it's not, he didn't argue with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu why he was saying it. Yes, there is a reason. There is a reason why Lord says something. Yes, at this stage, this is the right thing for you to do. Lord gives instructions like that. So we have to, by accepting the orders of the superior, then we are also benefited. Prahlad Maharaj also was asked, Prahlad Maharaj was asked by Narsingadev, my dear Prahlad, I want to offer you something. Prahlad was like very afraid actually. Because this, I'm not afraid of all these things, because this material nature is going to grab me. So then
Prahlad was given the benediction that yes, you engage in these devotional activities, the material nature will not harm you, will not hinder you in your devotion. Then Prahlad Maharaj took that position of ruling the kingdom. The same way it is Priyavrata Maharaj also performing like that, and she showing respect to superior in this way was another of his extraordinary qualification. And Srila Prabhupada quotes from the Srimad Bhagavatam 6th canto. He says, Narayana parasarve nakudaschana bhivyati swarga apavarga narakeshu api tulyatra darshinaha. So this is the pastime where Mother Parvati cursed Maharaj Chitraketu. Maharaj Chitraketu was going in the airplane, and at one point in time where Lord Shiva is surrounded by all the sages and Shiva is speaking, and Mother Parvati is sitting in the lap of Lord Shiva. And Maharaj Chitraketu thought it's a little bit of awkward, like he just made a bit of fun. But Lord Shiva didn't bother actually. Actually, Lord Shiva is above all these things. So it's not that. So Lord Shiva, that he knows Maharaj Chitraketu is a great devotee, and he is not. But Mother Parvati cursed, "Oh, you are impudent son. You have this so much audacity to curse, audacity to criticize Lord Shiva like that. You become a rakshas." So then he became Vritrasura, all these things. But Lord Shiva, having cursed Mother Parvati, having cursed, and he said, "You have cursed Maharaj Chitraketu. They are great, Narayana Para." Then that was so by his name. See, Lord Shiva speaking, Narayana Para Sarve, Nakutascha Navibhyati, Swarga Apavarga Narakeshu, Apitulyatra. You are Narayana's Para devotees. They are completely equal. They are not you Swarga, Naraka, Apavarga. It doesn't really matter. Like Narada Muni, he goes all the time. He goes to Patala, he goes to Goloka, and he stays, he comes back to the material world, gives all this. So he, for a devotee of the Lord, wherever he goes, the same principle, the same thing, same chanting, same hearing, Narayana, Narayana, so chant, glories of the Lord, preaching the message of the Lord, there is no difference. So the same way, it is Srila Prabhupada is indicating that Priyavrata Maharaj, whether he is going to remain as a self-realized soul or he becomes a Raja Rishi, his activities are the same. Activities are going to be the same. Yes, externally he will be in the king's palace and he will be maintaining all the citizens, family, everything. But internally his meditation will be at the lotus feet of the Lord. So there is no, that's a Narayana Parasarve. Because the same way a devotee of the Lord can go anywhere and his activities are the same. He is not worried about, I am going to Naraka, I am going to Swarga, I am going to Goloka. He doesn't, because he knows wherever I am, my service is how to remember the Lord, how to render some service to the Lord. That is only business. So that's why Srila Prabhupada quotes that verse, and he says, a devotee who is actually advanced is not afraid of anything, provided he has the opportunity to execute the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the underlying principle. The underlying principle is, if we know how to use the facility, how to use the thing in the service of Krishna, then there is no problem. If you don't know, then that will be a problem. That is why we have to be very careful. We in our devotional life, we may be sometimes, we may be given situation or given something, how to use that in Krishna's service. That we have to scratch our brain to find out how can we use that in Krishna's service so that we don't get entangled. Yukta Vairagya, then it becomes Yukta Vairagya. If I just use it in my own sense gratification, then it becomes like a karma bandhana. Krishna says, it becomes karma bandhana. But if I use that in Krishna's service, it becomes Yukta Vairagya. Srila Prabhupada says, also only because of this principle does a Mahabharata, so there is a proper explanation of why Priyavrata engaged in worldly affairs, although he was a liberated person. Actually, Prabhupada quotes this in the previous one of the things. He says, what is the main reason? Why Priyavrata Maharaj accepted that? This is the main reason. A devotee who is actually advanced is not afraid of anything, provided he has the opportunity to execute the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the proper explanation of why Priyavrata engaged in worldly affairs, although he was a liberated person. So it applies to us also, because we are not a liberated person, but at least whatever the facility we have, if we know how to use that in Krishna's service properly, then that will not create bondage. You may have a car, you may have a computer, you may have this, you may have that. Anything you can have, doesn't matter. As long as we can use that in the service of Krishna. Not just like a show, really in the service of Krishna, then that will not create bondage. Otherwise it will create bondage. And then Srila Prabhupada goes on to say, only because of this principle, there's a Mahabhagavat who has nothing to do with the material world, comes down to the second platform, devotional service, to preach the glories of the Lord all over the world. So this is another interesting point Srila Prabhupada makes here. Because the Mahabharat devotee of the Lord, this is Uttama Bhakta, he does not have to do anything with the material world because he sees everything wonderfully. He sees wherever he sees Krishna, Stavara, Jangama, Deki, everywhere, whatever he sees Krishna only. For him, he is not a go, he is a devotee, he is a non-devotee, he sees anything, everything he sees, he is a devotee. Everybody is engaged in the service of the Lord. He is in that drishti, he is that vision. Yoma pashyati sarvatra, sarvam se mahi pashyati. Everywhere he sees Krishna only. He does not see anything other than Krishna. So, Prabhupada says here, only because of this principle does a Mahabhagavat, who has nothing to do with the material world, comes down to the second platform of devotional service to preach the glories of the Lord all over the world. So, the Mahabhagavat devotee, yes, he preaches in a different way. By his presence only, everything happens. But the Mahabhagavat devotee comes down to the Madhyama Adhikari, Madhyama level, so that he can preach. So then there is a nice passage in Srimad Bhagavatam where it is explained how I'll just read this sloka from Srimad Bhagavatam, how the Madhyam Adhikari, how he is performing. Ishvare tadhadineshu bhaliseshu dhishastucha prema maitri kripa upeksha yakkaroti sa madhyamaha. Ishvare tadhadineshu bhaliseshu dhishastucha. Because this Ishware, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tadhadineshu, to persons who are taken fully to Krishna consciousness, Bhaliseshu, unto the neophytes or the ignorant, Dvisheshu, Dvishastu, to a person envious of Krishna's devotee. So, the Madhyama Adhikari, he has a formula. How he deals with each and every one. So that the translation goes like this. An intermediate or second class devotee called Madhyama Adhikari offers his love to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishware tad adineshu. So what he is doing? Prema. Ishware, he offers prema. Then Supreme Personality of Godhead is a sincere friend to all the devotees of the Lord. Sincere friend. He becomes a friendship. This is like a prema, maitri, kripa, upeksha. Prema, maitri, kripa, upeksha. Prema to the Supreme Lord. Maitri to all the people, devotees. He makes friends with them. Prema, maitri, kripa. The person who is seeking or who is very simple. And this is like what Srila Prabhupada says here. Sincere friend to all the devotees of the Lord. Shows mercy to ignorant people who are innocent. And disregards those who are envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is a very important instruction, because as we are also the preaching movement, because we have to know. We are not in the level that we are completely Mahabharat. No, we have to at least come to the level of Madhyama Adhikari, where we have to Ishware, Tadhadineshu, Bhaliseshu, Dushishta. So that means we have a lot prema, offer the bhakti, full devotion. And with the devotees, we have to be friendship. Maitri, prema maitri, kripa. Kripa is the word, because for somebody is ignorant, somebody does not know, innocent, for them we have to give the knowledge, we have to give the understanding, and somebody is envious, we have to disregard, upeksha. So this is a very interesting this thing, and Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, only because of this principle does a Mahabhagavat who has nothing to do with the material world comes down to the second platform of devotional service to preach the glories of the Lord all over the world. So this is the reason why the devotee, he comes to the Madhyama level so that he can preach. Then preaching means you have to distinguish. Yeah, this person is envious, this person is favorable, this person is advanced, so I have to surrender to him. Like this, and this, all these conditions will come there. So you can't say that, oh, everybody is equal. Not everybody is not equal. In that sense, everybody is not equal. In one sense, everybody is equal. The other sense, not everybody is not equal. So we have to, the devotee has to. So like this, this Srimad Bhagavatam is full of, it's not only instructions of Priyavrata Maharaj, for us also. So sometimes when we think, all these instructions are going beyond our head. No, it's not beyond our head. Because Priyavrata Maharaj had to rule the whole kingdom, but we have to look after our family, look after our children, look after this. So his instruction is applicable to us also. It is not only Priyavrata Maharaj, only you have to rule the kingdom, then you have to worry about all this. No, we have to, everybody has to worry, because when I maintain my family or maintain my situation, then I can use this principle. Oh, how am I attached to Krishna? How am I doing these activities? Without attachment to this thing, if I do, then that we also become liberated persons. Like Priyavrata Maharaj became a liberated person. Yes, we also can become liberated if we perform. So that is the bottom line here is, a devotee who is actually advanced is not at all afraid of anything, provided he has the opportunity to execute the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The same way, a family is given, situation is given, the facilities are given, everything. If we know the technique of using that in the service of Krishna, then it is not going to create any bondage. If we don't use that in that way, then this thing will create bondage. So, let's stop here. If there is any questions or comments, Hare Krishna.
So it said that Priyavrata Maharaj to execute this is the order of the Lord.
Yeah.
It's not directly explained that is the order of the Lord, but we can assume that.
Yeah, the order of the Lord comes through the parampara. The order of the Lord has given the order to Brahma. So the Brahma has given the order. So it's like the order comes through a disciplic succession. Like for example, whatever the order Krishna has given, so comes through the Guru Parampara. Like for us, like Srila Prabhupada has given the order. That means, Sakshat Haritvena Samasta Sastra. Because whatever the order has come, that order comes through in the Parampara. And whatever that is Krishna says, whatever Krishna's will, that is what the Acharyas are saying. Because they know what the Krishna wants actually. Yes, when Srila Prabhupada says Bhagavad Gita as it is, he is like whatever Krishna wants, whatever in the Krishna's heart, that comes as the instruction. So we have to be like a few days before there was a quote where Srila Prabhupada was asked, like, I am reading my books. Why am I reading my books? Books are written by me. No, the books are not written by me. Krishna sitting there and dictating, same thing. Because Krishna's order comes through the parampara, comes through the spiritual master, God, Brahma, Narada. Yes, and here interesting point is the Mahajans are there, all the Mahajans are there, Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, everybody is there. And now one Mahajan's instruction is going to contradict with the other Mahajan's instruction. But again the other Mahajan is not going to be unhappy, like Narada Muni is very happy. Narada Muni is not unhappy. Oh, my person, Priyavrata, you are, I made him a Naishthika Brahmachari and you made him another Grahastha. No, Narada Muni is not unhappy. Because Narada Muni is also, the time, place and circumstance, Kala, Desha, Patra. So, at this circumstance, this is the right thing to do. So, Mahajans, they know that. That is why, even like there is no contradiction, there is no argument between, there is a big tug of war between Narada Muni and Lord Brahma. Now, how can you take my person? No, nothing like that. Because yes, Brahma has a seniority and he knows senior. And he knows exactly the complexity of the world, what is needed at this point in time. So Brahma didn't interfere when Narada converted all these 10,000 sons, 11,000 sons of Daksha. He didn't interfere. Correct? At that time he didn't interfere. But this time he interfered because there was a need. So there is so that is why we have to see in this context. Yes, we are all Mahajan. Narada is also Mahajan. Brahma is also Mahajan. Manu is also Mahajan. Lord Shiva is a Mahajan. Everybody is there and the instructions are given. So we have to understand like that. So in the order of the Lord comes through the parampara. When the order of the Lord, when the spiritual master gives the instruction, that is as same as the Lord's instruction. This is a spiritual master is the external manifestation of the Supreme Lord.
because that is all the instructions. That's why there is Sakshat Hari Prema. Because he is Hari, Lord Hari is external manifestation of Lord Hari. So that way, yes, the instructions are taken like that. But when Lord Brahma says, yes, that's correct, that is the instruction, that's what Lord wants to do.
Brahma has more authorized position compared to Narada's voluntary.
And the Srimad Bhagavatam is a wonderful literature where we have all the examples. Somebody obeyed, somebody disobeyed. See, Narada didn't do anything, and son of Kumaras, they disobeyed. See, we don't, Bali Maharaj obeyed, disobeyed Guru. See, like, see, Bhagavatam is not like a, this is not a, what is that, stereotype, everybody says Krishna, yes, we do worship. No, not like that. Somebody fights with him, somebody worships him, somebody agitates him. Like, see, we have Srimad Bhagavatam is like everything, all the rasas are there. So we have a, when Brahmaji, same Brahma asked Sanat Kumaras, no, you please follow them. No, why should we follow them? Like, because they were also in a different plan, they had a different plan. So they said, no, we don't want to follow that, all these bigoting children and the propagating progeny. No, we are not interested in that. So they just disobeyed us. Yeah, that is also, from their point of view, it is right. Because it's not like you can't say Sarat Kumaras were wrong, because they have their own this thing. But accordingly, see, but they all, everybody is doing devotional service. See, Sanat Kumaras, they did that, and then they completely engaged in devotional service also. Not that, okay, now I'm not going to do that, I'm doing something else, I'm starting my own business. No, they still, they are also serving the Lord. Everybody is serving the Lord in their capacity. That is why Srimad Bhagavatam says, whether Atapumbi Dijasreshta Varnasrama Vivagasa Sthanasthitasya Dharvasya Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. Haritoshanam is the bottom. Hari has to be pleased. Lord Hari has to be pleased. That is the common denominator. You please Hari as a brahmachari, you please Hari as a grahastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, sudra. Whatever you may be, your thing is you have to please Lord Hari. Somebody can please Lord Hari as a grahastha, somebody can please Hari as a sannyasi, somebody has to please Hari as a vanaprastha. Whatever it may be, the bottom line has to be, that is not changing. Oh, you are sannyasi, do something else, brahmachari, do something. No, you all have to please Lord Hari, but according to your capacity, according to your situation, what is suitable. So that is that doesn't change. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Shri Prabhu.